Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Thanks for nothing. But front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. That's good times, you guys. That's a good way to start the week, right? Mm-hmm. Front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. We're doing these all week long. And you've got a chance right now. December 13th. Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets for Alice Winterland are on sale. Go to RadioAlice.com. Guarantee yourself a set of tickets. But you can win a chance for front row tickets right now. This hour's code word is Winterland. Take the word Winterland, W-I-N-T-E-R-L-A-N-D. All one word. It's a made-up word. It's going to want to autocorrect on you. Winterland is this hour's code word. Text it to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be in the running for front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is Winterland. That it autocorrects for me all the time. You know, like Wonderland it'll turn into. So please make sure that you get, you know, I want you to be entered. I want you to win these front row tickets.
We want winners.
We want winners. That is true. All right. We also want Halloween. It's Halloween week. It's exciting. It's also somebody's 11th birthday.
Yes.
On the Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I like that the Day of the Dead is on Friday this year. That's because all the parties I was invited to for this year are Day of the Dead parties.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. Halloween's on the Thursday, Day of the Dead on the Friday.
Yeah, we're doing, this is all kind of, it's not new, but it's newish. We're doing a slumber party.
Oh, with the hot tub. What?
I don't know about any of it.
Oh,
I'm not. I stay
show.
As far away from that as possible.
Some day glow lights going in there. There's like a laser light show that goes above it.
She has very nice little friends, and I'm happy that they're going to have a good time.
How many does she get to have?
I don't know.
11.
I'm not. No, I don't know. I'm not involved in the number of friends that get to stay over. But
oh, I hope that Christina's feeling up to it, because otherwise, that's going to fall on you.
It's all been falling on me for a week
right,
now.
That's why I'm saying that's going
to be. I'm clocking out, Sarah.
I'm not sure that dads can check. Maybe you can. Maybe in your house a dad can clock out.
Not feeling so breezy this week.
La, boy, la, la,
I would
la,
love
la.
To say that, you know, someone did me wrong, but I brought that up. Mm-hmm. Why did I tell you that? I have no idea. Guess because I thought you two were my friends.
Yeah.
Oh. Found out the hard way, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, friendship has different definitions all the time. I mean, it's, you know, if you needed me, I would be there for you. But will I torture you on a daily basis? If I can, I will. And I know because you love me, you'll do it too. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, but we all know the consequences. If you do something to Sarah and she decides to be, you know, crazy about it, then she'll just be crazy. I'd just go quiet and get like really
vibe. You'll vibe. I'll go like, ah, 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 and you go, oh my God, I'm going to murder them.
Yeah, I'm learning these things.
Yeah. The vibe is real.
I got everything.
Like, and listen, he's not the only one or anything. It's just, it's actually really funny. Like, there are not a lot of people who vibe like Vinny. You, like, if he's in the room, you know how he's feeling. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's middling.
I feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm worked, though. Like, I'm not used to being on this much.
Right.
It's crazy how many orders of food these little kids can come up with. What the?
You're the
just
shorter
made
cook.
You lunch. What the? Just a snack. Snack.
I just like a nice snack.
No.
Yeah. Snacks. So now.
Yeah.
Because of the snack situation, because of the kids and Isla's dietary restrictions, mm-hmm. Do you have like a bunch of set snacks ready to go? Like if someone says, I need a snack, they you can point
no,
to.
No, then I jump into
this.
Action and make something.
Put your cape on first and run in there.
It really is a lot. Like I'm serious.
I know
that Christina has the ability to say, you had your chance, no. But I'm not good at that.
What do you mean? Oh, like I fed you and you could have eaten that.
Yeah, I was making food. I asked for your order. You didn't put in.
Here's what we're eating.
You go eat whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not, but I don't have that in me. So I go, okay, pancakes. Okay. Tuna fish sandwich. Okay. I'm a short order cook now.
Yeah. I was just saying, I feel like you're like on the bear, like you're putting tickets up and.
Yeah. Getting behind.
Son of a.
86 the pancakes.
And even the young ones, like every answer to "Are you hungry?" is yes, and every answer to "What do you want?" is pasta.
No, well, pasta you can cook in bulk.
I know, but there's a point where you go, "I've got to feed you something else."
Right.
Anyway, forget about this.
It's pasta and a chunk of broccoli. Okay, let's start with something scary. Oh yeah, crank this up. Let's hear what we got here. I want to feel it. I mean, this is the week. It's good. Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Stranger Things is an amazing show. And there's a lot of newly famous kids out in the world because of Stranger Things. And one of them is Finn Wolfhard. Finn plays, I think his name's Mike. And he's like the boyfriend to Millie Bobby Brown Jovi's 11. So good. Febreze, that's one of your best. La 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 la. So,
that didn't even take effort. That's laying right there. I mean, we just walked up and ground like Brown Jovi.
But it took you. It took Febreze himself to put the Jovi on the end of the Brown. Millie Bobby Brown Jovi.
I've never hated myself so much in my entire life, and I've had some dark days. I told you about the Febreze thing. What am I, stupid? Yeah. Don't answer that. I already did.
So Febreze is solid. Dumb. Like, that is a great nickname.
No.
Yeah. You're also the stink police. You are. So it's like a perfect thing for you. La, 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 la. Embrace it.
Yeah, and keep it breezy. You know?
Keep it breezy, Febreze. Yeah.
Well, you're vibing from now on. I'm just going to say, dude, Febreze, keep it breezy.
Keep it breezy, Febreze.
That won't make it worse.
That's fine.
I am going to ground Islet of Smithereens when I get home.
Why? Why?
Because my coworkers are mean to me. La, 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 la.
Go on.
You know what's funny about this?
No.
Is that, like, we've been playing a Febreze ad for however long here, and that is, it's like bump 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 Febreze, la 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 la, and that gets stuck in my head, and now I know why, because obviously Isla knew that that's your actual nickname. Now I know.
I just texted her, "You're grounded."
Oh my god.
What was the original one that you made up?
Cool Breeze.
I didn't make it up.
Oh really, who made it up?
All the people in college used to call me some. A million
cool,
people
called you Cool Breeze.
Yes,
name
they
one
did.
Person who called you Cool Breeze.
I can name you hundreds.
Name me
Sarah.
One. Frank. All I'm asking for. Really, Frank who? What did he look like?
No.
What class did you have with him?
Can you please do a story?
I'm in the middle of it, Bron Jovi. Oh, la, 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 la. Finn Wolfhard. Famous for Stranger Things. Was also in a little movie called It. And actually, maybe that's where his name is Mike. Right?
Yeah, he's named Mike in It, for sure.
He's Mike on
Stranger Things, too?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, wow. He plays a good Mike. Does Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, I can hear 11 calling him Mike.
I can't wait for that. I think this is the last season of it, right? Of Stranger Things.
Yes.
Well,
these kids are now in their 20s.
Right. David Harbour, who plays Hopper. He was saying they all cried at the last table read. They love it and they're psyched for it. I mean, imagine that. Like, that's an epic show. That is an absolutely epic show. I'll bet that show alone accounts for half the people who subscribe to Netflix. Everyone was like, fine, I'll do it. Gotta get it. And then they kept Bridgerton and they were like, all right, I'll stay because that's so good. So everyone likes a good ghost story, especially during Halloween week. And they're pretty fun when they happen during the filming of a horror movie. So this one checks all the boxes. However, I was hoping for something a little more creepy. You tell me, okay? Finn Wolfhard, who I think plays Mike, but always plays a Mike, said he saw something weird during the making of It. They were filming in an abandoned mansion in Toronto. And he and some of the other cast said, let's go, we're going to go exploring. Just check this place out. It's an abandoned mansion. In a room on the top floor, they saw a man wearing all black doing electrician work. They didn't think anything of it until later when they found out nobody knew that guy and no one ever saw him again. There was no electrician scheduled that day. What are you talking about, electrician?
Dun. Ghost electrician.
Yeah.
The scariest ghost of all.
Kind of, right, because they'll shock you. Finn says, listen, not all of these Halloween things are going to be awesome. I mean, I'm just saying, I like that the music is giving it some, and I'm talking a little slower and lower, you know. It's up to you. It's up to you to really believe or not. Finn says, it could have been someone just messing around, but yeah, it was pretty scary. And that is the end of the story. Anyway, Halloween.
Cool chills. Ooh.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
I like this story. I started watching, I finished the second season of The Traitors. The Traitors. So the next time I watch The Traitors, I will be watching our girl, Danielle Reyes. That show is, I really like it. It's a simple concept that becomes this multi-layered strategy. I enjoyed the first season more because I didn't like some of the gameplay in the second season, but I'm actually really looking forward to seeing Danielle on her season. So that's, we'll let you know when that is. It's sometime in January, we think. So we finished that. And so we started watching Only Murders in the Building, which is a Hulu show. And it's Steve Martin, Martin Short, and what's her bucket? Selena Gomez. And one of the guest stars from last year was Meryl Streep. And she's back on the show this year. And as I was watching the scene where they're at this just killer pad in LA at a party, because it's taken a turn and jumped over to LA for a minute. I don't think she's had anything done, like face-wise. You know, she's 75 years old. She looks really good for 75, but she's not trying to hide her aging face, like, at all. So I was like, I wonder if this is by choice. So I went and looked to see, you know, what has she admitted to doing? What has she done? And I found a story. It's from like last year, 2023. But Christy Turlington joins Kate Winslet, Julia Roberts, and Meryl Streep slamming plastic surgery in Hollywood. Julia Roberts has admitted getting Botox, but no other type of plastic surgery. And I'm looking at a Justine Bateman. Looks like she's doing some kind of either interview or maybe a podcast. And they show her getting her face all marked up to get a facelift. And then
Justine Bateman.
And then she apparently didn't do it because here she is without a facelift. And it's, I wonder if you look in the mirror and you go, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to get all that stuff done to my face. To see how they're drawing on all the little lines they're going to cut, Ben. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was just really looking to get confirmation that Meryl Streep hadn't done anything, but they're actually saying a lot of A-list stars are speaking out against going under the knife to change your appearance. And I wonder, actually, especially after watching The Traitors, where everyone, the men, the women, everyone, they're all surgery victims, all of them. Like, their lips are so blown up that they hang down their chin. Their eyes are pulled back. They just have that look. I'd like to see that trend end, but I get that I'm not in charge of that.
I do think I have very unkind things to say about most of that. I do think you clown yourself. I do. We use the term victim. I don't hate Jane Fonda. I'm sure she's a fine lady. Mm. She looks ridiculous at that age with that face, in my opinion. I want her to do her.
Right.
What is she?
89, 88.
And she's not a wrinkle on her.
She looks not a day over 60.
Not even that. Like, she.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'm sure that, you know, she looks in the mirror and doesn't have to feel like, ugh, look at me. Mm. I don't even want to go out today, but I feel so old, look so, whatever. But I do think there's so many young people with that. It's the lip thing that really gets me. There's young people out there in their 30s and 40s with that. I guess they're the fillers, but it just.
They blow up their lips and their face. I actually feel like it makes their face look really delicate, like that you might, it might fall apart if you know what I mean? I don't know how to put that into words, but.
So and it's not just Hollywood. It's definitely,
the socialites, all
I've
of them.
I've seen radio people do it to themselves and think, what?
Everybody does. Well, that's a,
everyone
here's the
in
thing.
LA does.
It's
it.
A slippery
I know,
slope.
That's what I'm talking about is you just go, you're so cool and you're in a situation where you shouldn't have to do that. And you're like this.
Yep. The duck lips.
What are you doing?
You're doing what everyone else is doing. I think that's it. People start with something little and they're like, oh, that's good. And then obviously, you know, it's like going to the dentist. They're trying to upsell you.
It's like a status symbol. At least in LA, it feels like that. That's another like, hey, I drive whatever. And
my face looks like everyone else's face. I'm in the tribe. Yeah, it's crazy. In 2011, Kate Winslet said that plastic surgery goes against my morals, the way my parents brought me up and what I consider to be natural beauty. I'll never give in. I'm an actress. I don't want to freeze the expression on my face. Julia Roberts, she says, it's unfortunate we live in such a panic, dysmorphic society where women don't even give themselves a chance to see what they'll look like as older persons. I want to have some idea of what I'll look like before I start cleaning the slates. I want my kids to know when I'm pissed, when I'm happy, when I'm confounded. Your face tells a story and it shouldn't be about your drive to your doctor's office. Interesting.
That is so, in my opinion, so much a part of acting is being like, I get you've got dialogue and that is where often you're doing the majority of your storytelling. Sorry, but a person that can convey emotion through their face without words.
Right.
One of my favorite scenes of all time in the history of movies is in, I believe it's in the movie Get Out.
It is.
The lady who is trying to...
She's in there.
She's trapped. And she's trying to do... She's talking and smile, but she's got a tear running down her face.
Right.
And she's conveying this conflict within her in a way
she's
that...
She's been taken over by somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And, but she is still in there.
You need your face.
Mm-hmm.
To do some of that work, right. I think. And, you know, I get it. I really do. I know Hollywood starlets. It's competitive. And I've said this before. I understand when you start to get, just as you're getting really good at what you do, you're also getting old.
Yep.
So you're unfortunately caught in that. I'm finally getting this thing. But I don't already want to switch to grandma roles. I'd really like to do hot starlet roles.
Right, hot starlet stuff.
So yeah, I can see the tear, but it doesn't work for me at all. Like it looks wise, I'm not into it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's honestly, it's hard to find anybody in Hollywood who hasn't done anything. So I don't know if it'll ever change. And I do like talking about it though.
I know people who are just regular old people
mm-hmm.
who have the Botox thing regularly.
It's fully normalized, 100%. Everyone, even for God's sake, Maddie has had, he's on the show. He has had Botox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, are you due?
Oh, I haven't had it in quite a while. It's just
did
a,
you go
not an
just for the fun of it? Or I know
right
it's super expensive.
Yeah, and the guy that I had done it for, I had done some podcast work for him, and it was he gave it to me gratis. So that's I was like, why not? I'll try it out, and I loved it.
So you, when you get some more money piled up, you'll certainly go back.
Yeah, I probably. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's just for, I don't know. My forehead looks wrinkly. I kind of like the Botox look better.
Well, I, for one, look forward to it because I think it'll be really funny to make fun of you on the air about it.
Great.
Hey, Vin, yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, Vin, actresses in Hollywood feel pressure to do this surgery because there are very few roles for mature women. It is also a reflection of our society. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Well, a few
which
starring
is obsessed
roles
with looking younger.
I just posted that up. So if you want to take a look at some of these people and it's, zoomed in on some of these big actresses and how they haven't done anything. So there's that. All right. I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, boy.
I know.
All right. Hold on.
Keep it breezy.
Don't. In fact, people are saying, texting in, you can read them yourself. The Febreze thing's already played out, you two. Not even kind
saying?
Of funny anymore.
No one's going, la, la, la,
we're
la,
already
la.
Over it.
I don't see this text at all.
I don't see that at all. Yeah. That's weird.
Guy who won the lottery and more after these.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday, but we have some consolation prizes for you, like front row tickets for Alice in Winterland and fall into 5K a day. $5,000 might cheer you up a little bit. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Completely free. Just log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour and you'll get a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Nice.
Jack's.
Delicious. Nice people, too.
Yes. We did enjoy a breakfast burrito. Like, really, really enjoyed.
Yeah. Yum, yum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what's happening. While it's the sun is coming up,
yes,
and it's looking pretty good out there, we have rain in the forecast this week.
Oh boy, when's that going to start?
Could be Wednesday, could be Thursday, could be not at all, depending on where you're at. Mostly it's looking like the North Bay, but we'll see. I'll keep an eye on it and let you know more as it gets closer.
Do you have some kind of covering on your hot tub so that
there
you
is a cover?
But I mean, like, for when you're out there in it, or would you like to have the rain spattering on you while you're sitting in the hot pool of water?
I haven't decided that yet. Mm-hmm. I'm still new. I'm a rookie to the hot tub scene, you know?
I just wonder if you, because I would want to be able to see the sky from my hot tub. Like, at night, you know, you just look up at the stars.
Right now, that's exactly how it is.
But if
just
it's raining.
Open. Well, then I stay in. Maybe I don't go. Maybe I say, not tonight, everyone. I'll stay inside and I don't know, what did hot tub
stare
people do
longingly
when they're not in hot
tub? Take a bath.
I mean, do we take
a bubble
baths?
Bath. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Not, that's kind of a waste of water. At least the hot tub is the same water all the time. Super fun. Kid soup.
I don't make of any of this. Listen, tomorrow we vote, everyone.
Yes.
I've already voted.
No, not tomorrow. A week from tomorrow.
Oh, you're right.
You scared the hell out of me.
Oh yeah, my gosh. We made a point of rushing through it last night. We did it over the Sunday night. Okay, we got it done early. Good. No, yeah. It is. You're right. God, and I even saw some articles that were saying that some of the appearances made in New York were like the last push for. So I guess I just sort of fell into that. Well, anyway, we vote on the 5th, not tomorrow, on the 5th, next Tuesday. Okay, there's that.
Thank you.
Monday Night Football tonight is the New York Giants at Pittsburgh Steelers. The Niners won over the weekend, so that is good news because the Seahawks lost and we move up a little bit in the standings. This is just in. I didn't know this, and so I'm just sharing information as it's been shared with me. The World Series is also being played tonight. It's moving back to New York after being in LA for two nights. The Dodgers won both of the first two games. So L.A. at New York tonight, 5 p.m. We talked about Ice Cube coming out onto the field, and people wrote in and said, it's already booked. Fat Joe's coming out tonight in New York City.
Oh.
So I was like, Fat Joe? I don't really know that guy's
music or history. Did you listen to some Fat Joe?
Like, I started to listen to it, but I talked to someone who's an expert, and the expert said, Fat Joe's huge on the East Coast. As music goes, same.
Oh.
Now, Ice Cube's obviously also a movie star.
Yeah, so that's, TV star, you know, he's done a lot of stuff.
Right, so there's some difference there. But as music goes, same. Mm. Ice Cube, West Coast, Fat Joe, East Coast.
Is Fat Joe the guy that isn't, he's not fat anymore.
He's like not,
he did,
you're right.
Did like Ozempic or something.
I don't know what
or
he did.
Or maybe he did it the old fashioned way, but.
I don't know. I don't know him, I really don't.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing.
Did you know any of his songs when you looked or?
Nope. I didn't have time to really get into it because, you know.
Right. It sort of popped up.
I need to snack. I need to go to the bathroom. I need to do this, do that. And also check down the hall about Fat Joe. So there you go.
He's an Ozempic guy.
Is that it?
Yeah.
How much did he lose, does it say?
He weighed 300 pounds. He lost 88 pounds.
Oh, that's
at least.
Good.
Well, that was in 2011. And hold on a second here.
So
he has lost a lot of weight, and he's made a point of saying he's not changing his name.
Oh, yeah. He'll just still stay Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Well, when that's your name.
It was 200 pounds he lost.
Just change the spelling then.
He lost 200 pounds total? Damn.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's all of me. He lost a me and then some. Mm. Yikes. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. You know that, Vinny.
Fast.
You know, oh, I was waiting to.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
NVIDIA dethroned Apple as the world's most valuable company.
Ooh.
They say here, and yet their unofficial company motto is, our company's only 30 days from going out of business. That's interesting. But that is a way to stay humble and stay low. Stay low. Keep working hard. Don't get too comfortable.
Don't you want your stock to be worth a lot of money? I'd be like, we should maybe sell on the place that we've got all this money in that may go out of business in 30 days.
Yeah.
They're like an AI thing. They make some certain
NVIDIA,
thing.
They say here, has been around for 30 years. They're known for their computer graphic chips. To me, they're known for always showing up for our toy drives. Mm. Always. In the South Bay, people from NVIDIA always came out and always donated generously. So I love them.
NVIDIA.
I never saw the AI thing coming. But it's huge, and they do very well with their hardware and software, and that's why they're surging.
Oh, that's great.
As they've just taken over Apple as the world's most valuable company. It's illegal to mispronounce the word Arkansas in Arkansas. You probably won't get arrested for it, but it's not Arkansas. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Why isn't it Arkansas? And who names themselves something with Kansas so nearby? It's our Kansas. And we're saying it the way we want it. Arkansas. I'm just trying to be an Arkansanian.
What?
Whatever they are. It's theirs. If you said it, if you ever went to Arkansas, would you like be making a point of saying Arkansas everywhere you went?
No. I mean, I've sort of matured. Grown up out of doing bits every second of every day, you know, like just seeing what kind of trouble I can provoke. But I'm not above going and, you know, being on mic and seeing what happens.
Mm. So the pronunciation comes from the French, Arkansas.
Arkansas. So,
and it was part of, you know, it was
Arkansas.
France at one point, you know, the French colony stuff.
They part of the Louisiana Purchase?
Exactly.
I see.
That's what I was trying to think.
Redheads!
Yeah, what about them? Woot woot!
Have less hair on their heads than people with other hair colors. The average redhead has 90,000 strands of hair versus 110,000 strands for blondes and 140,000 strands for brunettes.
Really?
But red hair is thicker than the other two.
Oh. Oh, that does make some sense because I always think of them as having a ton of hair.
Yeah. Well, that's... Super there you go. Thick. Now you know.
Now I know.
My esthetician told me that blonde hair has deeper roots than dark hair, which surprised me. But when they're waxing the blonde hair...
So it hurts
who?
So much.
My esthetician. I told you, I get my arms waxed.
You get someone to do it for you?
Well, yeah, I don't do it at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you just got done saying, you know, you don't have a lot of extra cash in the moment.
Oh, waxing's not much.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's like $30.
And when you go in for the arm waxing, are they like, any place else you'd like me to do?
I could, but I don't, no.
But would you, if you had the money?
Well, no, it hurts. I can't imagine having stuff ripped down there.
I can't actually imagine going get my arms waxed and ever going back. I'd be like... Not worth it.
It takes a long time. It is, yeah.
Where else have you waxed?
Just my eyebrows.
Oh.
Just your eyebrows.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, I did my chest once.
Oh.
You did your whole chest?
Yeah.
And then where's the line? Did you do the line down the middle? Or?
Yeah, I went all the way down to the, you know, the...
The mustache right above your chaunch. You left that?
Beautifully termed, yes.
Okay.
The chaunch stash, if you will.
Yeah.
So now do you, I know you're metrosexual, so you must be clipping that thing down. Are you just clipping everything now?
Yeah, I clip everything.
And then
when a person's waxing you, I imagine they're like, are you sure you don't want your BH waxed?
I don't think they want to do that. No,
you don't.
I don't think that's their favorite thing to do.
Oh,
that's where all the tipping comes from.
You have an esthetician. I don't know. I'm just trying to find out.
Yes, that's a good point.
I'll ask her next time if she really wants me to do that, you know?
Are you being shy about asking me if I want, you know, everywhere done, and see what she says?
Oh, well.
Is your back hairy?
It's getting there, but I haven't done it yet. Yeah.
What about your butt?
It's getting there.
I mean, just your butt cheeks. Are they?
I don't think so.
I know
so,
you're the young guy in the show, but.
Does it get more hairy?
No,
you're not there yet.
I've got that beautiful half Italian, half Swedish thing going on. So this, I get
the beautiful.
So I get the battleground of your back.
I have some fair hair, and then some places where it's very Italian.
Worrying for planting rights.
My genes know what to do. I got the right size wiener, and I got no back hair.
I'm good. Really have it all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Goldilocks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Italian and Swedish. It's a good look.
Thank you.
A guy in North Carolina found a $20 bill on the ground. What did he do? Did he leave it? Did he turn it in? Did he buy a lottery ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah, he bought a lottery ticket.
Oh, yeah. That's a good. I didn't think of that, but that's a great way to do it.
He used it to buy a lottery ticket and won $1 million.
Oh, no. It was stolen money. He stole it from the sidewalk.
He told officials the first thing he's going to do is go to Golden Corral and eat everything they've got. Which is a buffet, so he, you know, can in fact do that. I used to do that a lot.
Golden Corral, though.
Not Golden Corral. I've never even heard of that place. Well, I know, I take it back. I've heard of it, but I've never been.
Yeah.
Well, I used to go to one of those salad places that did it all, though.
Fresh and Choice.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then I would
that was a rage for a while.
Well, because I'm broke.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, $10 and I'm going to eat for the day.
And they would have like pizza and everything all else of it. There, too.
Which is...
not an awesome thing
it's
to eat.
It's a weird thing the salad to be piling place. All this stuff on your plate and then just, it's neat.
Yep.
Because you kind of go, well, yeah, pizza.
Kind of surprised that you
chicken.
Would even go to a buffet. Like, you're the guy who's, you know,
well, yeah,
afraid of other things other people have touched.
No, I've told you this, though. Most of that is situational. Yes, when I have the luxury to be a germaphobe, I am. Mm. When I'm starving and I'm going to have a chance to eat for the day, I eat for the day.
You can't take anything with you there, right?
Nope. But I would go and go
and go back. Oh, boy.
Keep eating and eating and eating. Now I'm done for the day. Let's hope this holds me through my midnight shift and into the morning.
And did it?
Yeah, usually.
That's good.
I don't even really like food. So, I'm aware. In most cases, if I can just get some stuff in me, I can move on with other thoughts.
I think about all the problems you and I would have in a marriage. You know,
you do. Huh?
Yeah, I do. I'm like, oh, if I was ever married to Vinny, he would not put up with that. What? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And one of them is the food thing. I'm like, first of all, you wouldn't cook for me. So now I'm already mad at you.
Well.
And secondly, you don't care what you eat.
What do you mean I wouldn't cook for you?
Well, someone's got to cook for me. I can't. Other than eggs, I got nothing.
At all times?
Unless it's a sandwich or eggs, I can't make it. I won't. I just don't. I'll just be like, I'll make a salad wrap that'll make me sick. As long as there's a bag of salad and a tortilla in my fridge, I'm good to go. Like, that is the extent of my cooking. So you got to learn to cook. That's thing one. And then you got to at least, I'm going to pretend I like certain things for you. So I'm going to need you to pretend to like certain things for me.
Like
food. I'm going to need you to pretend to like food. And I'm going to pretend to like sex.
What?
Wow.
You'll believe it. Don't worry. No, do not
I'm
worry.
Sure you're a great actress, but let me just say, of the two of us, who's got more experience by far? You're hornier than all of us put together. Times 10,000. Even the listeners are like,
okay.
She's the horniest gal I know.
She really is.
You know what? I'm glad I've held onto that title all these years. Let's stick with that. This is definitely true.
She's the horniest.
She's the horniest girl you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go along with that.
What do you mean go along with
that? I'm going to go just like I do at home on Fridays. I go along with it. And because I know it's going to happen, I'm telling you, the acting thing I am like, come out. We have this pass through in our kitchen. Like, it's a couple steps up to our dining room. You want me to stop?
No.
No. So, I realize it's your...
What about my eyes made you think I wanted you to stop?
I realize it's your break and I'm going to tell
you. No, I'm sitting here. I just settled in. Let's go.
Come on, Sarah. Talk to us.
So
There's a spot in our house. It's in the dining room and it overlooks like the kitchen sink and out toward the front of the house. And that's sunk down, you know, three steps or two steps, whatever it is. And John sits, his desk is right there, and he's sitting facing the kitchen, and he's got his guitar in his lap and he's playing blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I come walking out. I'm like, I'm going to take a shower. But I'm fully naked. And I'm like,
you're already fully naked.
Fully naked. I put all my stuff in the laundry room, which is right there. I come out. I'm like, I'm going to take a shower. And then I do a couple like grotesque, horny moves. And then
what are those?
Yeah.
Just, you know,
what exactly is
touch
that?
This, mimic this, pantomime that. And then I'm like, you want to, he's already like guitars down running across the room. And then it's quick like that. Couple well-placed dirty comments and boom, mama's off the hook. All right. Settle in for the weekend.
Off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
That was hot.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it hot?
Yeah.
When you say off the hook, you got yours, right?
Sure.
Oh, and you don't like that?
It's fine. I like it. I like it. I mean, I'm not just doing it for him.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, you keep saying that.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to bother with it, I at least want to do some stuff. Not poor John. You know what? The thing about John is I love that guy.
Hey, you do it every Friday. That's great.
Hey, listen, you're a nice lady.
And I pretend I'm really into it. And I'll even, you know, it's a running joke. Like, oh, that again? Oh, my God, I'm so hot for you. You know, like that. Can't believe how much I want to. Can't believe I'm such a good person.
Jeez, what?
I know.
Listen, it's nice of you. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Well, he laughs too.
You're doing the right thing by him.
And then he makes me something yummy for dinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back to my job in our marriage.
Right.
Make you food.
That's right. You make me food and then I'll pretend I'm into that one thing you like.
Well, there's your peanut butter and jelly.
I could have made that.
These are the most unhealthy fast food fries in America.
Oh.
So now I in general feel like fries are all the same thing.
Yeah, they're just
potatoes.
Deep fried.
Right.
How can one be worse than all the others?
By far on this list, this is from something called Delish.
Okay. And what are they saying? They're like the most calories. What do they put? Like pats of butter on them? Like how can they be worse than others?
According to a recent study conducted by Plush Care, Five Guys fries are leading the industry in being bad for you.
Oh,
they also
love
say
the Five Guys fries.
It's the unhealthiest fast food burger in the country too.
Mm. It tops list. People love Five Guys.
Five Guys fries top the list with 28 unhealthiness points based on their calories, sugar, saturated fat, sodium content, and how they stack up to the Department of Health's nutrient standards. Now, you're not eating fries.
Because you're looking out for your health.
Yeah, but still, I do feel like, okay, if I'm going to splurge, I want it to taste good.
Yeah.
And if I can do a better version of a fry, then why wouldn't I?
And you know,
yeah, I don't want stevia sweetened
chocolate covered almonds.
I don't want that.
You know what? They're really good.
I'm sure they are, but I'm just saying as an example and, you know, as a, you know, comeback or whatever.
Callback.
I'm just saying if I'm going to have a piece of candy, I'm just going to have a regular old Hershey's chocolate or something like that. Like
get your real sugar in there.
Yeah.
Maybe you actually would need real sugar and my chocolate covered almonds with the fake sugar would not work for you.
Might not.
Yeah.
So the most unhealthy French fries at fast food chains, number one was Five Guys by a lot. Then came something called Steak and Shake.
Oh, Steak and Shake.
Bojangles.
Never heard of it.
That's good.
You know it?
Yeah, it's East Coast.
Okay.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
Mm.
Smash Burger.
I've heard of that. I've never eaten at one of those though.
So then if you jump down to the bottom of the list, which would be the fries that are best for you or the highest rated in health.
Sure, health points.
McDonald's and In-N-Out.
Oh. Yeah.
Are both really the healthiest French fries at a fast food chain.
I'm not surprised by In-N-Out because I see them making they take a potato, they slice it, and they drop it in. Like that to me seems like that's about as good as you can get with the French fried potatoes. McDonald's, I'm sure they come in a big bag of frozen fries, frozen shoestring potatoes, right?
I don't know, but they on the list of 23 fast food restaurants. Wait, let me see. Is that right?
You know, in general, though, if you're not eating fast food all the time, it's the whole, you know, once in a while rule. Once in a while, splurge. Have some cheater meal. If most of the time you're trying to look out for your health.
At 23 was In-N-Out. At 22 was McDonald's.
That is surprising.
And at number one, the most unhealthy French fry, Five Guys, everybody. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Five Guys, says 510, also provides you a large portion of fries, and they are known for the spillover in the bag.
Oh, as in we just, there's something in there to hold them, and we just dump them on top.
It's cool. I mean, Don't they have more for your buck.
A spicy mix, too, that they'll shake on there. I've only ever eaten there one time, and I think it was with you, Finn. Remember my friend Pam, and we all...
I do remember. We were in Walnut Creek.
Okay. Oh, right. Like, maybe she came over because she lived near there?
I don't know. I don't know why we were over there. I remember, though, your friend pulled up in a brand new badass Audi and was like, I just got it. Oh, I'm also house hunting in Laguna. I'm getting horses as well. And we were just sitting there going, oh, my God, tech money. Look at that
Salesforce
go.
Salesforce money.
Yep.
They have Cajun spice fries.
Cajun spice, okay.
Yeah.
I think that was what she recommended.
Oh, listen, 707 says, McDonald's are not healthy. None of them are healthy.
Jinx, you owe me a
The unhealthiest was Five Guys, but they're French fries. They're on the unhealthy list at all times.
Yes.
But the most healthy of the unhealthy was In-N-Out.
Not super surprising, because they do seem to be two simple ingredients, hot oil and potatoes.
Yeah. I didn't even think
Three. Salt.
Oh, right. Salt. Lots of it, too. You can see salt. Them take that big shaker and just kapow.
And I'll take a couple of those packages, put a little more salt on there.
This new Bob guy's a real character, says 415.
Bob! It's Maddie.
Hey, I'm Italian and Swedish, too. Beautiful people.
Darn right.
Yeah, I mean, I had never...
The Swedish-Italians. Who knew?
I mean, I'm actually Italian-Irish, which is a real normal combination on the East Coast. Like, in New York, that's very typical.
Well, those were the two sets of immigrants.
So, yeah, I guess I don't know what that makes me. Slightly red-haired?
Well, my family's from Northern Italy, too, so blonde hair up there, too. Blue eyes. Vikings. Lombards.
I'm down on the boot. Sicily. Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
What's coming up in the trash?
Alice in Winterland front row tickets after this.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.